Here's an article I found that is specifically about entrepreneurs, but I think it really pertains to the general themes that I've been talking about. So it's an article by Harvard Business Review from March 2017, and here's just a quick section of it, which I think is interesting because I think it plays in to the need for purpose and identity that I feel and that I think a lot of entrepreneurs feel, and which is kind of at the heart of what I would like to help others find in their own professional journeys. So here it is. The stereotype: entrepreneurs are more personally ambitious than other leaders. The subtler truth: entrepreneurs are driven by a need to own projects, projects and initiatives. As mentioned earlier, entrepreneurial leaders as a group score exceptionally high on the need for power and control, and notably higher than conventional general managers, although that group scores quite high too. Intrigued by this, I interviewed entrepreneurs to learn more. I began to discern an interesting variation on the need for power often associated with entrepreneurial leaders. For them, it's less about dominance and more about ownership. It's not about having supremacy over subordinates or commanding respect or authority, it's about having control over the finished product. In this way, entrepreneurs have more in common with authors and artists than with dictators. Entrepreneurial managers are hands-on. They want to be in the middle of the buzz and hustle as a new venture, day by day, comes into the world and starts to walk, then run. They are not ones to sit in tastefully appointed corner offices, moving chess pieces for a game to be played out on floors below them. They want to be the artisans with their hands on the wet clay. They want to take a finished piece from the kiln and say, "This is mine," not in an egotistical or acquisitive sense, but in the sense of, "I shape materials that become valuable and useful things." Long after Apple had become one of the largest companies in history, Steve Jobs still had to be part of every critical design discussion, hold prototypes in his hand, and assess every detail from gleam to heft. Power, for the entrepreneurial spirit, is about being the owner and driving force behind an initiative. End quote. And this is so interesting and powerful to me because I think that's exactly the kind of influence and control that I want to have in my own organization. It's not about telling people what to do. That's not really a thing that brings me a lot of joy. It's about putting together a really good product and feeling that sense of creation. I just fundamentally like making things. And this is actually something that one of my first guests on Why Try talked about with his mom, because his parents started a Lebanese restaurant, and he was saying for his mom, a lot of it came down just to the fact that she likes making things, and I really identify with that.